So when you think fine art, high art, what cities come to mind? Paris or New York, maybe? Why not Atlanta? Artists from the South have never received the same level of acclaim or even respect as their counterparts in other parts of the world. Starting Saturday, the Atlanta Biennial returns after a 9-year hiatus to shine a spotlight on Southern artists. And the Biennial runs until December at the Atlanta Contemporary Art Center. Curator Daniel Fuller is part of the team that organized the exhibition and joins me now. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
Can we just start with a question about why there was a 9-year hiatus?
Well, I think it had been happening for every 2 years for a while, and I think that there had been a number of artists in town had been in it multiple times. And I think it reached a saturation point of why do it again? And I think there was the intention of putting a pause on it, but not 9 years.
I see. And so now I assume it's back because we have a whole new slew of artists.
Exactly.
Including two that also join us for this conversation. Visual artist Lucha Rodriguez, born in Venezuela but has been in Atlanta for 14 years, considers herself a Southern artist, right?
Yes.
And not just Southern like south of the border.
No.
It's good to have you. And welcome back to Atlanta-based artist Fahamu Pakou, who joins us via Skype from South Carolina, where he's installing a new exhibit. It's good to have you again, Fahamu.
Good to have you. Good to
Lucha, is there a benefit to grouping artists according to region? What are the pros and cons of that, of being able to say these are Southern artists, these are Midwestern artists? Is there a benefit to that?
Well, I think there's always a good side to grouping people together. And just having a label together to find this sort of identity, it could be helpful just to raise awareness towards that area and the art that's being made in that area, but not necessarily for an artist's career to say that I'm exclusively just sort of a Southern artist per se.
Does that, Fahamu, does that have meaning? Do people call you a Southern artist and does that mean something?
To be honest, I don't know that I received that label very much of being a Southern artist, even though I'm based in the South and that's very well known. I've been fortunate to move around quite extensively, throughout the United States as well as internationally. I think that being based in Atlanta has allowed me to move in a way and to have a kind of creative freedom that maybe many artists in some of the other more major cities don't necessarily have.
Daniel, what is the difference, do you think, between someone, because some people do get labeled Southern artist, and then there's Fahamu who says he doesn't. What is the difference there, do you think?
Branding. In a lot of ways, I think some people want to embrace a region or they say, like, I make art in a Southern tradition. I think typically speaking, someone who makes, quote unquote, Southern art makes work that's a little more folky. That's something from the history of the South. Whereas someone like Fahamu, who shows all over the world, I think he makes art. He makes contemporary art. He makes contemporary art of the world so he can show all around the world.
Lucha, do you think of yourself as someone who sort of embraces your Southernness?
Absolutely, because it's something that it's always influencing the work, the place where you're at, where you're working, what you see. It's always going to be part of the work. But I wouldn't just label myself just as barely a Southern artist and nothing else, because I feel it's sort of like this expansive word, and we as artists, we're supposed to give it, add meaning to it, expand what a Southern artist could be.
So why not move then to New York? Would there be more opportunities for you there?
There would be different opportunities, but the sort of freedom that I have here and the space and just the way I experiment here, I don't think I would be able to afford it in New York, let's say, for example.
Yeah, so more there's expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always good things and bad things about being in a certain city, pros and cons, wherever you are and whatever you're making. So I love being in Atlanta. There's still so much space and we still have a lot of just art activities everywhere. And, the city is also supporting us with different grants to do more projects in public art.
Fahamu, can I ask you the same question? Why not? Why stay in Atlanta?
I've made a very conscious decision early on to stay in Atlanta, for similar reasons to Lucha. you know, the cost of living, the access to having a studio space of a decent size. You know, I actually moved back to Atlanta from living in New York with the express intent of being based in Atlanta for those very reasons. And I think that you know, the idea that Southern artists are suffering is kind of like, it's not actually accurate. Like, I think that if I had been in New York or Chicago or LA doing what I was doing when my career first started, I don't know that I would have gotten the recognition that I received. And I think being in Atlanta kind of drew attention to my work in a different kind of way that got me moving to other cities rather quickly, as opposed to, you know, being in a city like New York where there are several other artists who are doing so many different things. You're in a pool of so many people that it's hard to get noticed. And I think being in Atlanta helped me get noticed rather quickly.
And yet, Daniel, we do have complaints from people that we have brain drain when it comes to artists, that artists are often trained here through SCAD or other institutions. They begin to establish themselves as artists, and then they move on to other places. How significant is that problem, do you think?
Well, I don't even know that that's a problem. You want that. You want young artists that want to challenge themselves, that want to move on to go somewhere else and sort of push themselves. And I think that encourages young artists that stay in Atlanta to do more when they see their peers go off and take off and show and do big things in other cities. One thing that, you know, recently the Whitney Biennial curators were down here. I hosted them for a weekend and was showing them around Atlanta and showing them artists. And the reason that they came was that they, in New York City, they saw several shows with artists that had Atlanta on their CV. And getting
the
those
Whitney
people
Museum
out of the
is
world,
a extremely well known museum. I just want to explain for everyone in New York and the CV with your curriculum vitae,
more
detailed resume. Yeah, go ahead.
But it is that thing of when you get Atlanta, the name Atlanta, when you get the city out there in the world, and people start thinking that is a place that I can live, that is a place that I can work. And you know, the thing about Atlanta is we got Delta. It's so cheap and so easy to get anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, without a layover, without a stop anywhere. You can be an artist here in Atlanta. You can live relatively cheap. It's way cheap here. You can have a nice studio. You can have a nice standard of living. And then you can jump on a plane and be anywhere you want in a fairly short amount of time.
Yeah, that's very true.
If you're just joining us, we would love to hear from you. If you are an artist, absolutely tell us your story. Tell us if you are still in Atlanta and why. You can tweet us at OST Talk or join the conversation on Facebook. My guests are Atlanta-based artists Fahamu Pakou and Lucha Rodriguez and Atlanta Contemporary Art Center curator Daniel Fuller. And yet, Fahamu, the group of people that work in one particular area in Atlanta, that's going to create a culture, does it not? So what is the culture that's created by the artists themselves and how they collaborate or talk to one another?
Yeah, I think one of the beautiful things about Atlanta is the sense of community. You know, again, a part of the thing that attracted me to being in Atlanta after having left here for New York was the fact that everyone here seemed to work together. There wasn't that same sense of competition and infighting that you find in a lot of places. You know, there weren't at the time that I moved back very many resources for artists, but what was here, artists, you know, shared and, you know, worked together, and the community has always been really strong, and it continues to be, even as people begin to migrate back to Atlanta and initiate new organizations and new sources of funding and all kinds of things that they're bringing, you know, bringing to the city. It continues to be a place where artists work together, share information, share resources, give each other feedback. It's a very supportive and very family-like community.
Lucha, what have you found in terms of the artists themselves and how the community here differs from, say, another city?
I would say that pretty much I would agree with Fahamu. People are open to collaborate with you, even if they're in a different discipline, even if they do performance art, they are interested in collaborating with a visual artist that does installation. So it's about that sort of communication that we have with each other. And it's easy, and they do a lot of talks too around the city. So you would think that it's a famous, well-known artist, but it's still very accessible here in Atlanta. You know, you can meet people even from the Arts Administration at different events, and you can, you know, pretty much tell them that you want to do a project, and they're willing to support you. And I feel that's very inspiring, you know, just going to an event, you talk to people and you find so much support there. So it's a beautiful community just to be in.
So after this 9-year hiatus, Daniel, have you now found that there's a whole new set of artists that you're able to feature in the exhibit?
Well, yes, but then there's also some artists that had been here 9 years ago who were overlooked or who were missed. One thing that we wanted to do in the criteria that we set up was you had to be a Southern artist living in the South. And then also we really wanted to sort of circle back for some folks that were missed before. So we set a criteria of it had to be artists that had not been in an Atlanta biennial previously.
But the biennial includes artists that are not just from Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that was sort of a funny thing with the exhibition's history. The old hippies that set up the original one, really
alleged hippies,
they had no rules. That, you know, 1 year it would be just Atlanta artists. Another year it would be artists from Georgia. Another year it would be artists from all around the South. And we wanted to look at what was happening all around the region, not just in Atlanta. And we wanted to put everybody in context together. We wanted to show not just what was happening in our city, because we see a lot of that. We wanted to see what was happening in our city as compared to what was happening in New Orleans, as beside what's happening in Miami. We wanted to see how everyone in the South was working.
So Fahamu, how much has the art world changed in terms of where an artist can choose where to live? Because we've been sort of dancing around this. I don't even know if there are art world meccas anymore. I mean, there's certainly places where art is sold quite a bit. But in terms of where an artist can choose to live and what that means in terms of their exposure to other art, can't you live almost anywhere now?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think things like the internet, you know, for example, have really made our world very, very, you know, a lot smaller. And it's not so much that you, like, you know, there was a certain point where, you know, if you wanted to have gallery representation, you knew to go to New York because that was kind of the epicenter of contemporary art world galleries, and that's where you needed to be to have a career as an artist. I don't know that that's necessarily the case anymore. There are major galleries, you know, throughout the world that are easily accessible via the internet. You know, you can communicate with people and talk to collectors all over the world that, you know, with the click of a few strokes on your keyboard. And I think that has changed the way artists see themselves and see the necessity of where they're based. You know, again, for me, it's been a really interesting journey because, you know, I started in Atlanta, but, you know, was very quickly moving around the country and then around the world, just off the strength of being based in Atlanta and having the accessibility and the ease of movement throughout the world.
So, Lucha, do you find that there have been complaints in the past that Southern artists don't get the amount of respect that they need when they go to find representation or when they go to sell their work? Do you think that has changed as well? Do people still sort of look as the Southern areas or Georgia as a backwater, or is that had gone away?
I feel it depends on the people you're talking to and the perspective, because there are so many Southern artists that have gone to New York and they make it big, and, you know, it doesn't matter where they come from. If you're a good artist, then you're going to get great representation and you're going to find ways to make it in the art world. So it's about how you define yourself and just try to, you know, go with the positives of being in the South. I feel there are so many things that we have to be really thankful for, you know, just the space, the great people, the community. So if you're a Southern...
You keep mentioning space because your installations are quite large.
Quite big, So I wouldn't be able to do it somewhere else. And it's space for an artist is very important.
Yeah,
you know?
And New York galleries are sometimes tiny.
Yes. So absolutely, we should stand proud. And it's our responsibility as, you know, Southern artists to have our voice and, you know, look at the work. Don't trust our work. Just like look at the work and you'll be surprised. So I just invite people to come to different museums and galleries and they'll be surprised to see the Southern talent that we have.
Fahamu, in the 30 seconds that we have left, do you think that sometimes snide attitude that people in the art world had toward the South in decades past, has that changed?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm a part of an exhibition that's opening at the Nasher next week, as a matter of fact, called Southern Accent. And when asked about my thoughts on being a Southern artist in that for the exhibition, you know, I commented on the fact that I don't necessarily consider myself Southern because I don't really know what that means. Like, Southern is not a monolith. You know, it's not like there's one thing that defines people who live, work, are based in the southern part of the United States. We're as diverse as, you know, any other part of the country. And I think, you know, as people get to see more artists and begin to work here in Atlanta, we see the diversity.
Yeah, we're kind of losing your signal there on Skype. That is visual artist Fahamu Pacu, and Lucha Rodriguez joined us as well, both based here in Atlanta. And curator Daniel Fuller is from the Atlanta Contemporary Arts Center. The Atlanta Biennial begins Saturday. It runs through December 18th. Thanks so much to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.